next item was 1E, subdivision 2005-61, Delmarva Woodlands Alliance 3.
And again, Mr. Chairman, my purpose in requesting this to be removed from the consent agenda for discussion purposes was to clarify, for my sake, the time factors. In particular, given that there was a revised preliminary approval, when we do that, does that start the clock ticking differently than our original preliminary approval? Because as in this case, we gave the preliminary approval originally in September of 2006. And then in November of 2007, we gave a preliminary approval to a revised plan. So I'm not sure when the actual time period should run. Should it run September or November?
Well, you granted a revision of the preliminary in November. You're looking at a different plan, but the original approval based on public hearing would have been September. So you can do it either way, probably.
Well, I guess for my sake, my point and why I was seeking clarification is I didn't want to open up a situation where we go through the process of granting preliminary approval and then someone, because of a time factor, decides, hey, I can gain another 2 or 3 years by submitting a revised plan and get approval of that and then start that whole process all over again.
Well, the subdivision ordinance doesn't really say much about time extensions. You got a preliminary approval, it's valid for a year. What they've done is come in and apply for time extension. When you get final approval, then there's a limitation on the sunsetting for 5 years. There's also a reference that you should record the remaining phases within 2 years. That's the only place it is, not in the preliminary.
But from the practice of the commission, I mean, I want to be careful in terms of whether we might be setting a precedent that might be utilized in the future to circumvent that sunsetting.
I think you've got to go with the first.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's based on the original public hearing.
The first one, the clock's running, and if they needed a revised preliminary plan, I don't suspect it was for any reason that was caused by this group.
It was their choice, right.
It was their choice, so.
Because I know in that one, they actually reduced the number of lots.
I think we have to do it from the original.
So you should use the September 14th date.
I'm suggesting that to my colleague, Mr. Johnson, but it's up to him to make
a that would certainly, I would agree with you on that point, Mr. Chairman. That we use the original point of application or preliminary approval.
Well, all we need is one more. Let's see if you can get a second.
I'll second.
He hadn't made a motion yet.
No.
Oh, that was a very good motion.
Well, that was a procedural issue we were talking about.
Right.
We were talking about the motion on this request. So I don't know. Do we need to have a motion on a procedural process or?
Before the next year runs out.
Well, I think in an abundance of caution, since we moved it off the consent agenda, we probably should have an individual motion for it.
To approve the extension.
To approve the extension, right.
Just reference the date.
But not talking about a procedural issue.
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Because I could whip one up like that, too.
I know you could.
Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2005-61, Delmarva Woods Alliance application for 1 year time extension, my motion is for approval and that the extension is retroactive to September and therefore is subject to expire on September 14th of 2009.
That's the third and last?
Third and last.
And as our third and last time extension.
Second.
So moved and seconded to grant a 1 year time extension for subdivision 2005-61. Delmarva Woodlands Alliance 3, expiring September 14th, 2009, and noting that it is the last extension that the commission can grant.
Before we vote on that, Mr. Chairman, I don't know if that was our third one or our second one.
Second one, it says here. I don't know.
I'm just going by the time.
Yeah, by time it should be. See, if it's approved.
Approved 06, then 07 would be the first.
Would be the 08,
yeah, 08 would have been our second one.
This would be the second.
Second.
This is the second.
This is the second.
We give them two.
Okay. Can we start over?
No, I'm good.
Two.
All those in favor?
Is the last?
No, the second approval.
Just drop that part then.
All right.
Drop the last.
Wanted to make sure.
We're not gonna listen to you anymore.
Motion duly amended, Mr. Burton, you amend your second?
I amend my second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, carried.